Hey, welcome back here to Wrap Up KER Politics. You know, I'm starting to think that the answer to our problems in the world today really lie in non-secular issues. The wokies of the world are not going to let that happen because discussing anything that is non-secular is taboo to them. Any comment on what I just said, Jimmy? Then we'll get on to other issues.
I think very important to have a moral base, right? And we won't survive without it.
Nope.
And that's very clear, because if you give up morality from a faith perspective and don't think there's something higher above you, then you give it over to the government.
Yep.
And then your government is your God, and the government will take control. And that's the problem. That's what the problem is in Seattle. Because there is very little faith, few people that actually have much faith left there.
Yep.
And across the entire West Coast, you know, people just don't have a moral standard, which means anything can go that you can get away with unless the government catches you. And if the government catches you, then they're restricting you. If they restrict you, well, then you either bow down to it or you fight it. And this is where it's so why we face these people on the outside with drug, homelessness, and all those other issues. There's nowhere that they can go that keeps them on a moral path towards bettering their life.
I have to agree 100%. There's no question about that. None whatsoever. Jimmy, we got about 2 minutes left here, 3 minutes. I'd like to talk more and more about how important the two upcoming elections are, both 22, which is kind of a little mini election, kind of a harbinger of things to come, and then certainly 24. I was asked yesterday at book club, and you know all the guys in our book club, who I thought were going to be the candidates for the Democratic Party. I didn't have an answer, which is kind of interesting. I had a very definite answer for candidates for the Republican Party, but I could not peg anybody from the Democratic Party. You got an opinion on that?
I think it's very interesting. Joe Biden came out of a pack of incompetent people in the 2020 primary,
right,
for the Democratic Party. And the reason why he was selected was because all the other candidates were so bad.
Right.
And, you know, he was not a good candidate. I mean, he's not a good candidate. He's certainly not a good leader. But they managed to, with COVID, the lockdowns, with, you know, massive amounts of questionable voting practices in multiple key states, a bunch of money going in, they managed to control the outcome of that election. And I think right now, trying to identify someone in the Democratic Party that will have the bona fides, that will have a policy that would be moderate enough to actually benefit, and then have actually done the work that it takes to in preparation for candidacy, I just don't see anybody like that. The question is, will someone like a Bloomberg or a Eric Schmidt or somebody like that step in to try to save the Democratic Party after this November election? And I'll tell you, they got to start working on it pretty quick. I don't see anybody. I mean, somebody like Tulsi Gabbard, she might find a way to be on top of the Democratic Party, though the party hates her. It'll be so devastated, I believe, after November, if things are legitimate, that she could come out of it kind of in a positive way. I think she would gain a lot of moderate voters. Not that I would support her, but I know a lot of people would.
What about Mitt Romney jumping ship and going over to the Democrats?
I think that would be hilarious to watch, because the Democrats don't trust him either. They like it. They like people that will cross boundaries for their interests. But believe me, they will eat their own. And if he tried to do that, it would just would show exactly what type of a backstabbing guy he is. And he is a backstabber.
Sure,
I just want to remind people that he asked for Donald Trump's endorsement and then turned around and tubed Donald Trump. He got elected because of it, and is senator in Utah. And I think that is exactly what type of a character he is. For himself, beneficial, and he thinks he's an elitist, kind of like Liz Cheney, that thinks they know better than the rest of us. And I'm kind of tired of that.
Okay, let's flip over to Hillary Clinton.
I think she's done. I don't think that there's possibility for her to actually survive the corruption and the issues that are facing her. I think she's going to face with the Durham investigation, there's going to be more information that comes about her campaign. There is plenty of it right now that shows the corruption that was involved.
Unfortunately, nobody's believing it, though.
Well, I mean, facts are facts, right? So when it comes to a court case, it doesn't matter whether the people that support her believe it or not. If she gets fined, and she did by the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, fined the DNC and her campaign because of illegal practices on how they funded things. Those types of things grow and they sow doubt. But there'll be more, much more with Sussman and probably Mark Elias, a Democratic lawyer, as well as the researchers that were involved here. And it'll like come right back to the Comey FBI and the Attorney General's office and some of the ridiculousness that came out of there.
I don't know. You know, you mentioned Tulsi Gabbard. I was kind of enthralled with Tulsi a little bit a while ago. But you know what? I think when you're characterized as a very active young woman who's, you know, known for her surfing prowess, et cetera, I think her age is going to jump in there and kill her. I don't think she's viewed as being sophisticated enough to be a candidate for president.
Well, she's getting a lot of media in conservative circles, and they allowed her to speak at the recent Republican or conservative convention out in Florida, and she's been on TV quite a bit. Her name's still out there. So of the candidates that are out there, she might be able to get that moderate group. You know, Bernie Sanders is putting out an exploratory team to do it again. Now, I think that's insane, but it would be great from my perspective, it'd be great because it would just further split the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right now, I just want to see that. I want to see them destroy themselves.
Okay, let's get down to the big question. Is it going to be DeSantis or is it going to be Trump?
You know, it's hard to judge. I think DeSantis would have a huge advantage. He's going to focus on the governorship, this race that's coming up for him in November. He'll win it. He'll win it hands down. He's done a phenomenal job there. And, of course, they've done some interesting things politically and to ensure that goes forward with support in his House and his legislative Senate. So he's done a phenomenal job. I believe he would be a great candidate, but I think Trump would still have the advantage if he takes it. We'll see what his age, you know, what he thinks about it, and if he's willing to support someone else. Trump, I think, is in a great position right now. He's getting more and more. People are lamenting the fact that he didn't win in the independent category.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot more support. So, and his basic policies and principles, you know, are pretty consistent. So.
Well, Trump's policies are pretty consistent. There still are a lot of ill feelings toward Trump. I think I have to say, certainly, again, certainly with the progressives, I am just starting to realize what a great job that Trump did when he was a president of the United States. And I would probably go back and support him in 24. You can take out the word probably. I think he's a big enough of a bully that he could turn this country around, because it's going to take a bully to do it, Jim.
Well, that's what I argue. I've argued from the beginning. You need a big hatchet man to come in. Again, Trump didn't understand the depth of the corruption in D.C. He understood it at a surface level. He didn't realize how deep it was and how people in his own administration and his own party were there to undermine him because they didn't agree with his philosophies, because they were insiders and elitists like Romney, like some of his staff, you know, his key members of his staff. And he was advised, you know, he ran the campaign on a shoestring budget. And he did not, you know, he didn't spend the types of money that most people did, especially in the primary. So he didn't know. He had to go to other people, people like the Heritage Foundation, for recommendations on judges. He had to go to different conservative organizations to get volunteers to come in.
Yep,
and a lot
yep.
of them gave bad advice and put people in place and in power that actually were undermining him. I think he has a much better view of how that should operate. I
25
think
seconds,
much more
Jim.
Effective. I think he'd be much more effective in the future. And I think the staff around him would be much stronger, and he'd have to really cut a lot of the negative people out of D.C.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Our prediction, it looks like we both agree that it probably will be Trump in the next election. Hope you enjoyed the show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.